Today's episode is sponsored by Talkspace.
We got ads, nigga!
The online therapy company that enables you to improve your mental health from anywhere at any time. And y'all know I'm actually about to take them up on this offer because I need to restore my mental health dealing with the bitch that's sitting across from me.
And you need nobody to judge you in your face.
Whatever.
So maybe you need to use Talkspace.
See what I'm talking about? Get matched with a licensed therapist from over 2,000 choices and message them with whatever you need because y'all know. I be stressed. No commutes and no judgments. For a special offer for our listeners, visit Talkspace.com/decisions. I'm going to spell that for you. It's DECISIONS. And use the code DECISIONS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. Talkspace, it's therapy for how we live today. And guys, we are here. We're back in the studio. We are back to kind of like our normal thing we've been doing. This is another episode. Welcome to Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Weezy.
And we are here joined in the studio today with a lovely guest that was sent to us by one of our lovely, lovely, lovely listeners. Do you want to tell our listeners your name?
Hi, I'm Daniel Saint, chief conspirator of NSFW.
Yes,
and he's
so amazing that we kind of don't want to introduce him just yet. So we're gonna get into the show, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna let our listeners know why the hell you up here with two hoes. So,
well, I'm sure he know them all. So we're gonna get started with a kink of the week, which is inspired by something I saw on your Instagram page, which is rubber fetishism or latex fetishism. It's the attraction to people wearing latex clothing. In certain cases, PVC. It's when you see those shiny clothes, all black, that plastic looking polyvinyl material made of rubber or generally thicker. If it's rubber, it's like less shiny, more matte than latex, but the reason people like it, the motives I've read about, is because it feels like a second skin.
Okay.
It kind of gives you another identity. And it feels like bondage.
Sounds like some shit that probably wouldn't fit me, which is probably why I ain't never looked into no goddamn latex. It's like a one-size-fits-all type of thing, right?
It stretches.
Okay, I know it is.
It stretches.
It does stretch?
It has. I mean, it's not that much stretch.
It's not that much stretch.
Yeah,
and thick custom. Bitches need stretch. You know, that's why my ass be wearing leggings.
Before we started recording, we were actually talking about real sex on HBO, and that was the first time as a teenager I had ever seen, like, the gas masks.
Yeah.
And I know that people like them because it shortens your breath, so you have more intense
orgasms.
You
love talking about short breath, like choking and almost dying.
It's like I'm wheezy as shit. Got time for that. I have short breath constantly. Yo, can you explain a little bit about, like, I saw it on your page. So when people are wearing it, like, is this normally like their look? Is this like their alter ego?
I think the whole second skin thing is really what touches a lot of people for it. It really requires a lot to get into. Like, you're literally lotioning it up and kind of get it on. And then you kind of treat the leather or the latex itself with like a dust or something just to like kind of have that feel. And then when you put...
With a what?
Like, you just have the feel of, like, the,
like a dust.
Of the latex.
Okay.
Like, there's, like, it's, like, a polish almost that you have to put onto it so that it doesn't rip or anything else like that.
Okay. Now, are they having sex with the latex on, or is it just the look of the latex?
Like, I mean, it depends on, like, the latex piece that the person's wearing. I think a lot of it is for the look. I think Kim Kardashian, like, wore a latex dress, and everyone kind of started freaking out
about it. Oh, I remember
that,
the beige one.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
So, like, I think it's, you know, the look is definitely one part of it, but... the
I don't
feel
see many
on
of
your
them
skin.
With holes.
It's like the skin
that's
when you
the
feel
the tips
skin.
Are out.
Yeah,
but I mean, just imagine if you want to fuck and you're like, damn, yo,
like,
you know
it's
what?
A lot.
Taking
it's a
it
process.
Off
it's
is probably like by that time.
And they're expensive too, so you don't want to break it. And
oh,
you have to be really delicate. It's not like a rip off the clothes type of situation.
Can you explain what like things that go with, like, I just brought up gas masks, like. So explain maybe like hoods and gas masks. We never really talk about that.
You do want to talk about choking.
Hello. She's like, tell me when I can't breathe. Can we just talk about that?
It's like, did you have asthma as a child?
I mean, you know what it is.
And did that turn you off? Yeah.
I tap out during sex. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to give you the signal. If I get a little blue, let go.
Yep, that's how I am with riding dick. A bitch be out of breath. I can't breathe.
Same.
Okay. Gas masks and hoods, yes.
So does this also tie to, I guess I would look at it as the dominatrix attire. So is a woman necessarily
well,
dominatrix?
Some of them can be subs,
latex,
right?
Or
so
can you be
who's
a sub?
Latex for?
I mean, you could be a latex sub, a latex dom.
Okay.
There's this great company called Brooklyn Latex that does custom pieces. A lot of people can get them as custom. It's just a part of the fetish. I think it's just it feels good on the skin once it's on, and it's like that kind of pressure and that feeling of just like everything kind of being in place.
Yeah.
Like if like you know, sexy Spanx.
I had a latex suit for Halloween. You remember I was a dom.
Yeah, and, you were a dom.
I remember like getting really turned on wearing it.
Yeah.
Like because I can feel it when I'm moving, and it feels very restricting. Except when I had to pee. That was like
fun. Alex over there. Like you got a latex experience, Alex.
Yeah.
What?
So, I can't talk about the time, but I was like, no. I can talk about it.
I'm working on myself.
Yeah, I am working on myself. So, I was with a chick, and she said, oh, let me go change into something. She takes a bit longer than usual.
You thought she took a shit?
So then she comes out with these black leather spandex boy shorts.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that shit looks dope. And then, like, I see and I start to feel it and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, how are we gonna fuck? And she's like, yo, just stretch it to the side. And I was like, wow.
Wow, that's
amazing.
Hot.
But it has
but
like.
But it was only the shorts?
Yeah.
It took her that long just to put on some shorts?
No. She had a top situation and then like, it was like a leash, a bunch of shorts.
A leash and
what color was she?
Why you gotta?
Because I just want to start shouting out the black girls that are into BDSM, but.
Look, he's shaking
he's
his
shaking
head.
He's shaking
like,
his head.
Nope.
SMH, bitch. Fucking next.
I love my black
women.
None
of our listeners to know you're on the white side.
I love my black women.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we are going to get into Vanilla Shit. As you guys know, we introduced Vanilla Shit back into the show. This is where we pick an article about a current event topic that has to do with sex. And, of course, that's why we have our guest today. So our Vanilla Shit this week is from a Daily Mail article that I read that talked about NSFW our guest, Daniel Saint.
Because I love the fucking headline.
Read the headline.
I'm getting warm.
Oh, it's going to get hot in here, honey.
Inside the Soho House of Sex Clubs, how a former Jehovah's Witness is running an exclusive New York swingers party that is only open to hot millennials with a social media presence.
Okay.
I did not write that.
So, of course not.
I was going to say, it's I already liked you when you came in. I was like,
it's very like,
Okay, so you don't like, you don't agree with the title. The article was amazing.
It's accurate, but it's just like, I didn't write the title.
Okay, so everything in the article, however,
I want to cut you off for a second. Soho House, I want to talk about what Soho House is. We got a lot of listeners that may not know. Soho House is a members-only club that is known for, it's only creatives are allowed, no suits and ties. If you see me thotting it up on Instagram, some of the pictures in a summer zombie from now. But it's very expensive. It's $4,000 a year, right? You're going to see... I actually told Mandy when she walked in here, the only black people that I saw in Soho House last time I went to the Meatpack Condition was D-Ray McKennison, Trevor Noah, and a random other black dude.
And I just... And we were talking, and it's funny. I've only been to... Well, I've been to the Soho House in Chicago and the one here. The one here, I went with Neo. Neo's a member. And then when I was in the one in Chicago, I saw Sean Marion, who's an NBA player. But like you said, there's not really many blacks.
I mean, there's some like people of color. I noticed they're opening it up, but I see more like Indians. Like it's like a different thing. But I mean, it's supposed to be an extension of your home.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's very, very expensive. And they're all super luxe. I've been to like the Miami one. I've been to one in Berlin and in New York, the two in New York. And they are very, everybody's hot when you go in there.
Yes.
So when I read that article, I'm not going to lie, I was like, ooh, this could be bougie, but also I want to go.
Well, it's also funny that you said that everyone's hot because I read the article. And so this is a sex club like not many others, I would say. We talk to our listeners a lot about going to a sex club, letting them know the high fees of getting in. But with this one specifically, I read that 9,000 people have been rejected already.
Yeah.
And that's because you do require them to submit pictures and you kind of want a good-looking crowd. Can you explain to our listeners what is the selection process for that?
Right now, you know, we have a council of members who go through and review all the people who join. We're trying to get to 1,000 members.
Okay. How many do you have?
We're at 850 and had about
851.
And we had like about 500 people who applied over the past like 3 days just from all the coverage. And then once we get to 1,000 members will be the ones who get to choose who's invited, and each member will get 10 passes.
Right, a lot of sex clubs are like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so we're kind of going more that route, and then if we like see someone who like makes sense for it, we'll outreach, we'll connect with them, and see if they're interested.
Now, how is this legal? I think a lot of people have that question.
Oh, yeah. Good question.
So a lot of things to consider with that. Obviously, you know, the government's not trying to force you, you know, be in your bedroom and tell you what you can do in your bedroom.
Right.
A lot of the events that we do are more focused on education.
Well, I what's think, it stand for again? Can you tell us?
It stands for the New Society for Wellness.
Okay.
Oh, it's like Not Safe for Work.
So, yeah. And I mean, Not Safe for Work works as well. And yeah, like if you great. Search for a Not Safe for Work or NSFW, you'll find us now.
Right. Okay.
Which is awesome because we just beat Vice on that. but no, the experience is very unique. Like I think a lot of sex clubs, there is this expectation to play and there's this expectation that you get there and you have to like screw, or you go there and you don't know anyone who's there. You really are kind of going into a room where you're around strangers, or you're going into like a kink BDSM basement.
That's why you said the Soho House, because everybody in Soho House knows each other. And if you walk in and they've never seen you, it's always like, hey, I'm Brian. Yeah. What's your name?
Okay.
So that's a big element of it. And also like, it's just much prettier. Like the space itself that we host these things, it's really set up to be loungy and feel comfortable and feel like you're just, you know, chilling at Soho House in a sense, but you can also fuck there.
And that's good, because it's crazy, because I've looked at a couple of the other sex clubs that are in New York. I'll say like one of the oldest ones, Bowery Bliss. Mm. And when you look at the reviews, they all say anything to look. They say it's dirty.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. So I think that has to do with price. Remember Le Trapeze? It was like 40 or 50 bucks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not slanging this pussy nowhere where it's not a little bit expensive. If I'm laying my ass on some plastic sheets, I want it to feel a little bit clean. And I feel like if you hike up the price a little bit, it makes you feel more comfortable about being somewhere where you're vulnerable.
Sex juice is sex juice.
Sex juice is sex juice.
I mean, whether it's in a nice room or it's not.
I disagree with you. I'm sorry. Would you fuck at a broke nigga's house?
I mean,
that had a mattress on the floor?
Have we not before? We have.
Okay, well, bitch, I'm too old to sling this shit to a fucking mattress. No.
I mean, right now, I require the sheets to match. So, no. Like, I need the pillow.
That's a step up.
You know, that's a step up.
There are a lot of sex parties that are mattress on the floor type vibes.
Yeah, okay, there are. And there's, you know, there's parties where, you know, again, it's like the age is all over the place. So, you know, you're there. They allow single men in. There's, you know, some 65-year-old dude jerking off in the corner while you're trying to play. And, like, you're younger or you're new to the scene and it feels uncomfortable. And I think, you know, I kind of went to a lot of play parties, you know, when I was, you know, in New York being young, and just going to the gay ones, going to the straight ones, just seeing what was out there. There wasn't anything good. Like there wasn't anything where like I would feel like I'd want to necessarily go again. It was always these one-time deals of just checking it out. And I think after a while I realized that, you know, there's this growing audience of people who want to have a little bit more, you know, interesting sex lives.
How do your members connect outside of sex? Do you use a forum? Do you have like, is it a group email?
Yeah. So there's a private network that they join. You can see profiles of other members, connect to them.
So you can make dates.
Yeah, yeah. It's more of a dating site, honestly.
Is it like, are you familiar with My Wild Lifestyle?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So is it a similar platform to that?
So is it like Raya for fucking?
It's like Raya for fucking, basically.
Okay. And what is the name of this? What is the name of this? Because a lot of our listeners want to know.
NSFW. It's like it's on the site.
So he's just saying that they have their own membership access allows you.
So you join, you build a profile, you can connect to other members, you can see other members' profiles. We're building a mobile app right now that will allow members to connect and see, you know, notifications as to like when events are happening, who's local, who's nearby, and make it easy for them to invite other people.
Now, your price for $96 just to join is very low, in my opinion.
Yeah. I saw that too.
Why did you choose to pick something so? I mean, $150. I see it to a 10, but like, why did you choose that price point?
So the low price was really important for us. I think when you look at exclusive sex clubs, they normally have a very heavy price.
Very high.
What ends up happening is that you have a lot of men who are paying to be there and a lot of women who don't pay to be there.
Yes.
Which causes a dynamic that is unsafe for women. And kind of makes them into a more of a commodity versus an equal partner of someone who's trying to experience this. So that was important for us. And if we had, you know, that heavy ticket price, like if a member doesn't follow the code of conduct, if a member doesn't behave in the space, like there's so much more that you have to deal with of like, oh, I paid $2,000 to be here.
Yes.
Like, fuck you. But $96 is like, peace out, goodbye. So we're really, really able to get people out quickly who don't make sense for the group. We send out a creeper report after every single event so people can report anyone they felt uncomfortable
about.
Wait,
seriously?
That is an amazing.
That's
I was just going to ask you.
I really like
how
that.
You get into, how do you make your guests safe?
Yeah, so we have a code of conduct which we practice before every event or before any workshop or anything sort of educational thing. The code of conduct is reiterated so they know. We practice enthusiastic consent, which is asking for an enthusiastic guest before initiating any sort of touch.
And is it really, so when I look up a lot of sex clubs and I look at their rules, the number one thing that they have is no means no, yeah, and to always ask. So is that something that's also
we don't practice no means no. We practice yes means yes. Like, that's the only way to do it. So, you know, if it's not hell yes, it's a hell no.
Right.
Oh, I like
I've had
that.
Someone ask at a sex party. I went to, the only one I've been to was chemistry. And I remember someone, a woman asked me if she could touch my shoulder. And I was like, I kind of shrugged my shoulders like, yeah, okay, whatever. But then I was like, well, what if I wasn't into her? I'd be like, no, this is creepy.
Yeah, the sex club I went to, I had so much Don Julio. I think I just didn't care who I was into.
Also, we don't like really, we encourage members not to drink, not to do drugs.
Oh, wow, really?
I was going to ask that too. Yeah, I had gotten that question. Same kind of email.
We're
like,
very
hey,
conscious of like...
your decisions.
Yeah, your decisions are very conscious. You're really, it's really like a community in a lot of ways. And like now that members have been coming for 3 years, like... they know.
They don't
know.
Need to be
so it's
up.
Not a BYOB. Exactly,
and they don't need to be fucked up.
Is it, do you have bartenders
it is,
or BYOB?
But, like, again, most of the time, like, if you get too intoxicated and we have to ask you to leave, you're kicked out of the membership. So, people keep themselves in check. And rule number two is hydrate, so.
Of course.
Now, I do want
alcohol,
to.
For squirting.
For squirting. I was about to say, I like to be hydrated, too. Get all my juices.
What are the hours? Like, how long does these parties go?
So it all depends. Like, normally they start around 10 and we'll go until 6 a.m. You know, a lot of times, you know, some people stay a little bit longer and we get them breakfast in the morning, stuff like that. It's been really close and communal. As we're building some of the bigger events, which are more like sexy parties, like there's a lot of sexy stuff happening, but maybe there's no on-site play. Like, for those events, they usually go to a 4.
And what about the number of guests? You said when we do play dates. How often do you have play dates?
So play dates happen every 3 months. So 2 to 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, we're actually going to be making them monthly soon. They sell out pretty quick.
That's often.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very
but
often.
But we actually do events every week. So we host 1 to 2 events per week.
Okay, that's cool. I saw that.
Yeah,
okay,
so those events are more classes and workshops.
So I had a question, and this is... just based on our experiences both going to sex clubs. She did go to chemistry. I went to Caligula, which happened to be like an all-black swingers club, ironically. Hers, I think you said you saw very few black people.
No, I didn't say that. It was in Brooklyn. It was pretty mixed.
What is the inclusion with NSFW?
We keep it pretty mixed. I mean, we have members who are Muslim, who are Jewish, who are everything in terms of like religious things, which is really great. Once a year, I do a birthday party where everyone dresses religiously, so it's really fun to watch.
I fucking love that.
Rabbis talking with nuns and stuff.
That's so funny.
It's a lot of fun. It's pretty diverse. Like, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm from the Bronx.
BX.
Come on, Jenny from the Black.
BX. Hey.
Jenny, if you're listening. I think, you know, we want to keep it diverse. I think I'm actually really excited to be on here because, like, we want to get in front of more people of color and, like, have them apply.
Thank you. I think that's awesome.
Because, like, that, when one of our members came, she was a black woman, and she was like, I really loved it. Great experience. Like, if there any way you can have, like, more people of color. And they're like, yeah, she came to a smaller event. It was, like, 20 people. But for the bigger ones, it's mixed, and there's, like, a great crowd of people. And I think... like, it's important as we grow. Before we block it off, you know, we really want to make sure we have enough diversity within
right.
it.
Right,
but, you know, we have Asian members, black, well, not, Hispanic.
That's
like
great.
Everything.
I mean, because look, niggas like to fuck.
They do. Hello. But not only that.
That's why we got all these listeners. But seriously, though, they don't find out about these events, bro. Like,
no, but you're a POC, like us. Well, we WOC, but POC too. Whatever. We of color over here. And so a lot of our listeners who are interested in this, so... one thing that we preach on this show a lot is communication. Mm. So how do you introduce that you're interested or curious about going to a sex club to your partner or to your friends? And how do you make that a topic of conversation? Because I think that's the thing. A lot of people are kind of maybe ashamed or too scared to say, hey, I want to go have sex in front of a lot of strangers or I want to go to a sex club.
Yeah. And so is how it in front of a lot of strangers? So I want to ask you that, too.
How do you bring
doors that you can close or is it all open?
So the clubhouse, we have like different spaces. There's 2 floors. You can kind of like find places to be. Most people feel comfortable doing stuff in front of people. You know, it's really kind of to your level of comfort. I would say what's good about NSFW and what makes us stand apart is that we do events that are education focused.
Right.
So it's less about let's go to a sex club, which everyone calls a sex club and it's like great, but like there's so much that we do that we're just like, that's like the...
especially if you're only fucking 3 times out of the month.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, 3 times, like every 3 months you said, like it's not...
Well, he has weekly events.
No, we do weekly.
Right, but it's not on-site play, you were saying, right?
Yeah, yeah, those are.
Oh, yeah. So, play date.
Play date is just one event that we do.
Gotcha.
But we also do an event called Danquit, which is a cannabis supper series. We work with different chefs in the city to create these.
Oh, that's great. Like that Chelsea.
I want to revisit,
though. But back to what you were talking about.
Yes, I want
to
revisit how you bring
this up. So how
do
you bring that conversation up?
Yes.
You know, with us, it's great because you can find a specific class and you'll just be like, I'm really curious about, you know, tantric touch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you're kind of introducing it. And yes, it's you're coming to SFW, which is known as a sex club, but you're introducing it and you're kind of getting comfortable. And it's a classroom format. You kind of mix and mingle with other people beforehand. A lot of people just wear lingerie and just feel kind of comfortable being sexy.
Okay.
You go into the class. There's a full demonstration. You're encouraged to participate with your partner. And it becomes a lot easier to kind of like go into the next thing, which becomes like play.
Do you allow members that don't play in front of others?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. There's
so
like
when I was at chemistry, I didn't have sex. It was touching and things like that, but it was my first time, and I was kind of just getting used to the space.
Yeah.
And I was with a really hot guy, and it was like new meat, and everybody was looking. But I remember when I left, this guy kind of got an attitude because we were talking to him and his wife for a while, and he was just like, "Well, you know, I mean, I don't know why you guys came here." Like, so okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's attitudes like that that made us create this, you know, and made me want to create this. Yeah, we want to be everyone's first sex club. We want to be the first thing they experience, just because if you go to the wrong one, you might be sexually curious, you might be interested in having like more of an interesting life and living a little bit more adventurously, but you're going to pull back because you're going to experience something that was negative, like you did. You went to chemistry once. If you had an amazing experience there, like, I'm sure you would have tried going again.
Like, the people I was surprised were attractive enough. Like you said, there was a lot of older, kind of creepy dudes. But they were attractive enough. I didn't really see anyone that wasn't, I would say,
yeah,
not ugly.
Yeah, chemistry does a good job as
they
well.
They do. They vetted people pretty well. But, I mean, as far as looks went, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great time at Caligula as well. It was a Halloween theme party, though. So it was a little, you know, everyone was in their costumes. It was a lot of fun. Ironically, though, before me and my friend went, like, I had kind of just mentioned it to a couple of the guys that I talked to. And ironically, for the women who are interested in going, I think you'd be surprised how many men of color would be interested in going to these sex clubs.
Do you have to be accompanied by a woman at yours as well?
At yours, yeah.
So certain events, you can come solo.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We limit the amount of tickets that are sold for solo. Majority of our audience, though, and the bulk of our membership is female. We're about 65% female.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So how do you, because you're bi, we were reading about that. So how do you do that, but also encourage LGBT members? Like, is it, how does that work?
Encourage those?
It's a really fluid group of people, honestly. Like, I think,
most sex parties are.
Yeah, I mean, most sex parties are, and you know, there is an opportunity to explore. I think with Backpage being shut down, Craigslist being shut down,
people were exploring.
Like, when I was exploring and kind of trying to figure out my bisexuality, it was like, well, I want to check out this stuff and do it anonymously and do it safe. That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the play parties and the sex clubs are going to grow a lot more. Like, you're going to hear not just us, but like, it's really like a rising tide of things happening. And I think it's a big reason why we are becoming so successful is because there's no longer that place to explore. There's no longer that safe place to be anonymous in a sense and to just kind of try the things that you want to try sexually. So a place like an SFW where, you know, it is a safe, judgment-free place. We try to be inclusive of all people. Like, it's a good place to go and try things. But yeah, it's like the membership varies. Like, we have an all-female event coming up, which is FemDom, in which we're training women to be, you know,
Your mouth.
Yeah. Look, that's what she is.
Look, I don't want to have to go through no process, okay?
Actually, you real sub. You sub, though.
Yeah,
no, but you
want to
learn how to
learn.
You have to be switched. I mean,
because if you're not switchy, it's getting boring. I mean, I'm switching the shit on me. I'm talking about slaps to the face, spit on me. He's like, I mean, are we ever going
to? Yeah, unless he's like a really good dom and like there's some other stuff to add on there. But it's good to switch. It's good to like be versatile.
Plus, you know, like exploring that. Speaking of exploring, let's take a break and get back to that a little more of Talkspace info. Hey, guys. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the only online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere, anytime. By the way, anytime I use Talkspace in the past, and I remember being really high as fuck at 3 a.m. at some party. And I went right in my email and I was like, thank God she on the fucking West Coast because, bitch, I got some shit to say. They are there for you. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've got trouble making time for it in the past. Can't imagine fitting anything else to your life? Well, with Talkspace, it's as easy as sending them a message. Get something off your chest whenever you need to. It feels like a text message. It's an amazing application to use. You could talk everyday challenges about work or home or these ancient ass motherfuckers or just life, you know. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, no judgments. Do it from the comfort right of your own house. Remember, therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's about practical and everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you with a designated person for you to talk to, who's trained to listen and helps you make positive changes. Somebody like Alex, you know what I mean, that intercepts between me and Mandy. That's what your therapist gonna do. Mm-hmm. They gonna intercept in your bullshit. Mm-hmm. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experiences in addressing life challenges we all face. When I used Talkspace, I was able to say whether I wanted a man or a woman, and they can match you with the perfect therapist for the fraction of topics and for the price of traditional therapy. So if you want to get in on this, go to Talkspace.com/decisions. Use the code DECISIONS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. Since y'all love this shit so much, yeah. Go get you a therapist. That's decisions at Talkspace.com/decisions.
All right, let's get back to the show. Okay.
So if you guys haven't noticed, the horrible decision for the week is sex club shit. I don't
know what else to
say.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, let's just get into a little more of ho shit. So it said celebrities, models, actors. I'm dying to know. What has there ever been like an NDA or like someone that's contacted you keep me safe? Like, that's how famous I am. Make sure that, like, this doesn't get out. How do they...
Look at his face. He's like...
Because Soho House, you can't take pictures, you get kicked out.
Which, yeah, you can't take pictures. Well,
of course. You can't take pictures at any sex club. But, like, they really try to protect celebrities. What process have you had to go through for a celebrity?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, it's an interesting crowd of people because it's a lot of people who are successful already and already have kind of, you know, done really cool shit in their lives. People kind of get excited when there's someone who's famous there, but... For the most part, I feel like because of everything that we're pushing and everything that we're trying to teach and everything that we're trying to, like,
they know how get, to crowd yeah, they know how to act. Act. Yeah. They know how to
it's
act.
A different crowd. It's not someone who's, like, trying to take a photo.
Can I suck your dick?
Right.
Oh, my God. I love Black Panther.
That has happened.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, there's definitely, like, yeah, well.
Groupies?
Sometimes, you know.
You can't help
it's
it,
It's kind
yo.
Of like an excitement. It's like,
look,
oh, my God.
We did Charlamagne's show, okay, and we've been doing podcasts in a while. And I
can
still
you not
was
talk
ready
about how you want to suck Charlamagne's dick and his wife?
I can't stop
she
talking about
suck,
it.
Suck Charlamagne's dick and eat his
I
pussy.
Didn't say him. I'm just saying his wife. I have a really big crush
on
her,
but
and I want to
forward
him this
information.
If you fuck
the wife, you got to have to suck Charlamagne's dick, too.
That's fine. If I can get to the wife.
Well, can I ask you, what celebrity would you just be like, oh, my God, let me suck your dick? Or let me eat your pussy.
Yeah, let's get one on each end.
Oh, Donald Glover. Fuck.
Woo! Really?
Yo.
Oh, my God. I watched Atlanta, Jehovah's and I just can't.
He's a former Jehovah's Witness. So
is
I'm
he
just
really?
Like, yeah, I'm just like, I
we
love you.
We both went to the dark side. All right, what's the woman that you'd want?
Woman that I'd want. Jennifer Lawrence, but it's like kind of lame.
Really?
I don't think like
she no, it's her attitude.
That's
it's
her
it's the attitude, yeah.
That's
it's like
from,
just like
that's from
like,
that's from fun. The movie. Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's just
lit.
Like her attitude's pretty cool.
She
just seems like a chill
she seems
person.
Like a good fuck.
I mean, and Jennifer Lopez, obviously, but that's
J-Lo.
Only because like
Jenny from
you know, childhood dreams.
Hold on, I wanna know, Alex, real quick, who you wanna fuck? Go ahead, share with us.
I'm one with the Lord right now.
I cannot with you. And what about you, Weezy?
Charlamagne.
So I'm gonna be right, Charlamagne.
No. I don't want to fuck Charlamagne that bad. Just his wife. But after Black Panther, M'Baku. I don't know his real name, but
oh, the one that's like the color dude. Oh, yeah.
And bitch, I watched Infinity War, and you know I was gonna say with G is my little white man, and I was like, I'm not
oh my God.
When he got on the screen, I jumped a little bit. I was like, oh, you know, I love the movie. And as far as women, Priyanka Chopra right now is like.
You do like her. You post her a lot.
I love that mouth, bro.
I'm really weird. I have this thing right now, and I don't know why I want him so bad because he's not my height requirement, but he's like the creative spirit that I like right now. I really like Ty Dolla $ign. He could get the pussy
he's cute.
Raw. Oh my God. And he's like
he
older
can get
than
the
I
pussy
like.
Raw. We didn't need that.
I mean, I'm just saying he can eat it raw. And then as far as the girl who I would fuck right now, I don't want to be typical and say fucking Rihanna, but of course Rihanna
oh,
can.
Yeah,
I mean,
Rihanna.
Like,
Rihanna's
I know,
Rihanna.
I was trying to
about I mean,
that.
Just
wait,
fucking
I want to go
Rihanna.
Back. I'll take mine back. I'm going to go with Rihanna.
J-Lo, you want to go Rihanna?
I pick Rihanna over J-Lo, too.
Yeah. I would pick Rihanna over J-Lo.
J-Lo probably got some tricks, but she might be too tired.
Plus,
she
has really good weed.
She
you know Rihanna has good
you
weed.
You know her weed is good.
I mean, J-Lo does, too, but like,
speaking
I
of weed,
like
I know you said
you see her bracelet at Coachella?
Oh, this flask. I know you wanted it. Like, I know you did. Actually, I'm lying. You don't even drink liquor in real life.
Bitch, but I mean, you do other alternatives. I'm ready for it all.
There's other alternatives. So speaking of alternatives, you said you don't allow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want you guys to Google because I masturbate to them a lot. Joel Kinnaman and his wife Chloe from. Did you guys watch Altered Carbon?
No,
and they're not even but I don't know why you keep talking about them. They are not good looking.
No, they're tatted up and both tall.
No, bro.
Like,
I would do Jason Momoa way before. Hello. Thank you. We're on the same page.
And Lisa,
bro.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to go after
them together. Hello. Hello. So I wanted to ask you, so you said that there's no liquor involved. Is this a place where maybe they can smoke weed?
Weed is fine. I mean, like, I smoke so much weed. I don't, like, there's no way of hosting an event without me smoking weed. So, weed is perfectly fine. And, like, a lot of our focus, again, is on wellness. It's a focus on, you know, achieving better orgasms. It's a focus on achieving better experiences through sex, better connected sex, as well as exploring the BDSM side without looking like someone who's desperate around 50 Shades Grey.
Right.
But on the cannabis side, it's very important to explore cannabis as a medicine and understand what cannabis does in terms of, you know, just making you feel better and dealing with pain and dealing with a lot of things. So, we strongly encourage cannabis and just the exploration of, like, really natural types of things that can help.
Now, I want to get into, like, some kinky shit. Like, some things that
actually,
people...
my next question is just...
let's get nasty
with
now.
With the black men that and black women that are going to listen to this, I already know a common fetish for black men that come into sex clubs is cuckolding. It's what we see in porn. Oh, your BBC, shit like that. So that it made me think of that.
Can you break it down a little bit for
so
our listeners?
Cuckolding is just basically someone watching and not being able to fuck him.
Basically the man is not able to do anything while his wife is getting satisfied better by someone else.
And it's a lot of shit talking, like, oh my god, he's fucking me so good, you wish you could do that.
And a lot of times it is a black man with a white
dude,
couple.
I cannot find cuckolding if it's not a black man.
No,
that
it has
ridiculous.
To be. So I went to Jamaica. I went to Hedonism. And for you guys who may be looking for a resort to where you can have open sex or free sex or be nude, Hedonism in Jamaica allows you to kind of be free and be open and talk to other couples and exchange. And it's a lot of fun.
They ready to get all the niggas down.
But that's literally, so that's what happened. So it was the piano night where they were doing a bar. And the guy was doing these, you know, piano songs, and so there was a white couple.
What do you call it? Piano
song? Billy Joel. It was like ad libbing. I don't know why you were playing the piano,
Alicia.
And so there was a couple there, and she had condoms in her pouch. And so the guy playing the piano tried to make a joke and was like, "Oh, well, these are kind of small." And the husband was like, "Oh, well, those aren't for me anyways. Like, I don't use them." And so the couple was openly explaining how I brought her here and hopefully we find, like, she wants a black man. And said it, and that's why they came to Jamaica specifically. So, I mean, what? You're laughing.
They've got the best
weed.
They've got to have good dick.
I mean, it's fucking Jamaica.
You know, look at them.
And so, how often is this something that happens at NSFW with the cuckolding?
Does it happen with black men there, though?
Yeah.
Like, do you find that the single black men have been, like, sought after by couples?
I think because we need more of them, yes, like, to a degree.
Okay,
like,
so if you black and listening, they need you.
Please.
Look.
Got one.
You're with the Jesus.
How would you feel about sleeping with someone's wife? Like,
I mean, if I'm doing a good service.
Yeah, you're definitely doing God's work.
But no, a lot of people don't like it. Like, how would you feel about fucking someone's wife because it gets them off?
And because you're black. Because I know we talk about race quite a lot.
I think the only thing I would be weirded out by is the husband right there the whole time. But I mean,
but that's really the part.
That's the point of it.
Well, a lot of times, a lot of times the husband wants a little bit too.
I want to be real nasty. Like, so would you let the wife make her husband suck your dick?
I don't want to take it that extreme because I knew you were going to say that. Here's a real scenario. It does happen.
It happens.
Here, what about this? Super fine wife, and she's like, "I want you to come in my mouth, but my husband does want to kiss me after. Are you cool with that? Like, are you going to be cool with, like, them cum swapping?"
I could close my eyes. Yeah, cool. I don't give a fuck what you do after.
Close my eyes. I don't want to watch it.
You could close your eyes.
What is the most common
fetish,
though,
switch of
that
mouth?
You're finding out that you're seeing? Like, what's a common thing that you're seeing?
I mean, we get a lot of requests for a class that we do on squirting. That's really popular.
The best feeling in the world.
Just simple things is really popular. Impact play is really good.
What is impact play?
So impact play is a course that we do that's focused on all the different toys you can use for spanking, paddles, whips, flogs, stuff like that.
We had an episode episode where a guy came on and explained the flogging and just the different
techniques. I like flogging on my boobs.
Exactly, yeah. So it's like it's education around that. Where on the body you can do that? How do you work up to it?
Yes.
A lot of people think of that and just like go straight to like the hardest.
Whipping? Yeah, no.
They don't communicate things. They don't realize that it's a buildup.
Right.
And they don't play with that buildup. So that one's pretty popular. Yeah, This Class Sucks, which is our oral sex class, is really popular.
I was like, why is he talking about
this class? Sucks, right. So I have a question. So one of a guy that I used to talk to, and I won't say his name because y'all all know, because I'd have mentioned him on the thing before. Anyways. Right. I'm trying to, anyways.
Look at previous episodes.
One of them has been to sex clubs before and actually grew interested in the transgenders that were there. So I wanted to know if you have many transgender women, men at your at NSFW, and how they part
a great
play
question.
In. Yeah.
A lot of
A lot of, and if there's any issue with that. Because I know some people may still feel uncomfortable, but how are they welcomed into NSFW?
I mean, we do have transsexual members.
Okay.
You know, I think for the most part, like, people don't realize that they are until, like, you know.
So this really is the good shit.
Don't shut the fuck up. Like, really, they can't tell?
We have had a trans guy, and honestly, we had a trans guy. I had watched so many videos of him, I had no idea, dude.
I ain't even going to hold you.
I still didn't, talking to him. The whole time I was staring, like.
Shout out to him and his girlfriend, because, honey, I passed him on Tinder. They looking.
Really?
Yeah, they were on Tinder. I took a screenshot.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, there are very, like, passable, like...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of that. And, again, it's just, like, as long as you kind of fit the criteria, like, attraction is important, and we are looking for people who are, you know, attractive. Like, if you want to have sex with people who are attractive. I think about it in terms of, like, I'm kind of sharing my bed, and, like, who would I technically want in my bed?
Yeah.
And, like, trying to, you know, respect that. A lot of people get pissed off about that, like, oh, you hate... people, but it's just,
yes,
it's like this is a very sexual situation.
A show, you know, on Showtime called Polyamory. Do you remember that show?
Yeah,
loved that show, and it actually helped me realize that I can stop being jealous and be more open. But one of the things,
you're still jealous as hell.
Yeah, you do. Right.
Me and Alex, like,
I don't get what you're like, of course, you're gonna have to deal. I have to deal with my jealousy.
I guess she's working
with
her jealousy.
That's a part of
still
fucking
there.
Open relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Look, people, like, look, I'm not no fucking faking bitch on my jealousy. With Taomi over here talking about she don't get jealous and blah, blah, blah. I don't care what he does. Like, no, of course, I get emotional shit like that, but I do want this, so I'm learning to work through it. Now, I was very shocked when I read about Threads, where people were like, oh, you guys only showed hot people at these parties. Why don't worry about us? Blah, blah, blah. And.
Right, we're fine. Wait.
Seriously.
What about us?
On Polyamory.
That's messed up.
Fuck them ugly people.
I did not say that.
I'm
not.
So real quick. Right. What is a
I want to know. I got prime pussy and prime. I don't care how big or small it is, how long, whatever. I just want a nice
But wait, what's attractive and what's not? Because I'm not going to lie. You just sat here and said that one of your celebrity crushes is Donald Glover. He, to me, is not very attractive.
Really?
Seriously.
Hold on. You'd be willing to say that he's ugly, that he's not attractive? He might not be your cup of tea. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we're not saying
okay,
top 10.
Okay, so
there has to be a spectrum.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay,
where's
so here, for example.
And also,
where's
the spectrum?
Okay, let's
he
compare.
He doesn't have to be attractive to you for you to know that man's attractive,
I get
right?
that. Okay, so where in the spectrum do you reach ugly, you not accepted? That's not, what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah, well, I think that's the thing. Like, everyone always talks about, like, the attraction level or, like, they have to be rich. And it's, like, a lot of words that are used. But when you're going through the process of, like, seeing people, you have their profile questions. You have more information about them. You're seeing they provide their Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram account. You can find them online.
Okay.
So a lot of it is, you know, looking through those profiles and seeing, like, well, what type of life does this person have? If they're not the most attractive person, then it's like, well, is their life interesting? Is their life adventures interesting?
Oh,
are they traveling
okay.
a lot?
It's like
do they have do they have an interest? Yeah, do they have an interesting career?
They make you put
are
a
they
headshot.
A creative individual who, like, is creating great things? Like, we look at it differently because for us it's more about, you know, the people that you'd want to have a conversation with and actually have a friendship with before you're thinking about the people that you want to fuck.
Very good point. Yeah. I mean, that's how we all end up fucking
so.
Someone that's not that cute.
I was about
funny.
To say,
that's
fuck
saying.
That, yeah. they got money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why,
like,
okay, I mean,
attraction,
I guess
like,
talking.
What I see as attractive is not what other people see as attractive. There's a woman out there who are beautiful, but you know, they see attraction as like, is he funny? Is he interesting?
Yeah.
Is he motivated? Is he like doing shit in his life? And that's attractive.
You know what I wanted to ask you?
It's not like always the physical beauty side of it. There's other things that we consider, and that's why we have the council do it, because everyone kind of like,
how many people
looks for it. We have right now, there's like 5 to 6 people on the council. Cool. And a lot of times members who have been there for a while are the ones to refer new people.
Like founding members.
It's like they've been there for a while. So they're like, oh, they just keep bringing people in.
Now, okay. That you live with your boyfriend in the West Village. Do you and your boyfriend participate at your parties? Do you participate?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What the fuck else did I start this shit?
I was like, it would be really unfun if like I didn't.
No, but you never know. Like,
yeah, no.
I mean, I think for me, it's like I'm trying to learn stuff about sex too. Like we've done over 100 events now.
I'm trying to add up the classes, body count.
Workshops.
Body count.
Have you had some male? I know you're bi. Is your boyfriend bi?
Yeah.
So you've had some male, female threesomes?
We had a girlfriend for a while.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
That's a new show.
Well, speaking of bisexual men, we actually had a home mail submission.
I want to
bring this up because, girl.
Well, wait. One second.
We gonna talk, look. Wait,
there's one important piece to this that we're forgetting, and it's that you're an ex Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could jump around because we were already talking about bisexuality.
But before
and then
we jump
into
home
back
mail,
into
because
that.
We have a religious question. I just want to ask.
I'm just saying, we were just talking about bisexuality. Can we just keep it on bisexuality? Then we'll bring up religion. So we're going to bring up the home mail.
Okay. About, literally never go back into questions after home
mail. I'm just saying, we can go right back. Jesus. So
say his name.
So we got a question from one of our listeners.
Talkspace.
He says,
it's time.
Bitch.
Do y'all do group therapy?
Bitch, you just want to go all. Listen, right. Can we start? Talkspace, we need you right now. Let me go ahead and text my therapist. So we have a home mail sent in from a bisexual man with a question. He says that I am a professional black male in my late 20s. I'm masculine, good looking, in great shape, doing great in my career, and I'm bisexual. My sexuality has caused me anxiety and deep depression in the past. I've felt ashamed, guilty, embarrassed, and even hated myself for having an interest in men. During some of my worst days, I even had suicidal thoughts. The self-hate caused me to have no confidence and low self-esteem, so my sex and dating life was non-existent in my early and mid-20s.
Is this me? I think I submitted this. Wait, this is my submission.
Is this you? No. That's why I knew you was going to have an
really
answer.
Sounds really accurate.
One of the worst parts of bisexuality is the loneliness. I've always wanted to meet or know what someone else like me had the same thoughts because I used to feel like I was crazy at times. I would ask myself, why the fuck am I like this? Over the past year, I've done a better job being honest with myself, accepting myself, and loving myself. As a result, my confidence and self-esteem has increased tenfold. My dating and sex life is going great with women, and I'm really starting to enjoy being single in my 20s. The fact that both of y'all are beautiful, black, and Sophia Ratchet, that's what he want to call it?
Sophista Ratchet.
Sophista,
whatever that means.
Sophista Ratchet.
Hey,
that means
open,
like, we will classily cuss you the fuck out.
The fact that you women are both open to bisexual men has given me a big boost of confidence. Thank you for being open about and discussing this topic and other kinky, nasty shit on your show. It has really changed my life. So here's his question. I am not out as bisexual because I rather keep it to myself and I don't think it needs to be everyone's business. And I'm not into the gay scene, nor am I interested in really gay men. I like masculine men who don't appear as gay. Me too. I think one of my best friends is interested in men. He's given me a lot of signals in the past that he's interested, like being touchy, holding eye contact, joking about trying new things, quote unquote, when it comes to sex, etc. Sometimes I have doubts because he still completely shuts all of that off, but my gut still tells me he's interested. This sounds like a simple, stupid question, but how the fuck do I bring it up or ask him if he's interested in being open-minded about trying things with a man? And then he says, just keep doing what y'all do. Thanks for the dope content, and thanks for changing my life. So you're the only one that can really answer this, so I'm so glad we got you on here. How does he come about maybe pushing the question to his best friend that he's not sure is interested in men or not?
Bring a girl into it. Like, if he's already having sex with women,
I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Great, it would suggestion. Be more of like, hey, let's team up. back again. No, but honestly, that would probably be the easiest way. It makes the other guy comfortable. It doesn't feel like, you know, a gay situation necessarily, or, you know, the mental blocks aren't there as much. This man probably hasn't explored too much with men before. He's probably going to be more comfortable in a situation with another woman there as well.
Right.
So I would say if he's attractive, like, he probably, you know, has women that he's having sex with. And, you know, I think what's interesting is, like, when you talk to women about having sex with two men, the option is never really there. So a lot of women get really excited.
And a lot of
it.
Women want that bisexual male experience. Yeah, yeah. I know I do. That's one of them things. Like,
I think that's the one thing that's, like, most fetishized about, like, me and my boyfriend. It's just, like, it's great. But I think it's like there's also like this desire to find that with a lot of women because, you know, the male fantasy of two girls is so overdone.
So like, no, I don't want to.
Also, it's like you only have one dick. Like, what's the point? Like, you know, you gotta like there's some holes. Yeah. So I think that would be his best approach is just like talk to a female that he's hooking up with, see if she's interested in the fantasy.
I really like that because I was gonna go to my gay porn and be like, you know, like I watch a lot of gay porn where they're both supposed to be straight men and they'd like get high off playing cards and they're just drunk and then they start feeling on each other. So I don't know if that really works in real life. Yeah, so maybe exactly. play
you know
like
you beat me in a 2K. So
I'm just saying, like maybe
you
make
come
a bet.
The best pussy?
This pussy is waiting for you, boo. Okay, so I guess what we're gonna do now is we're gonna revert, cause you know, back to Weezy's conversation. So we're gonna go back a little bit because in the article of the Daily Mail, one thing that stuck out to us. And one thing that was actually just mentioned to us on Patreon, someone wanted us to do an episode about sex and religion.
Yeah.
Now, neither of us are very religious, but when we read this Daily Mail article,
we see a lot of you guys' stuff. We just had a disabled guy asked us to do an episode, and I asked him, like, can you come on? Because I'm not about to speak for people that are disabled.
Right.
Yeah. Or religious. It's not right.
Right.
So here's the questions that I have. What broke you from that religious life?
I think, you know, being bisexual, like I knew at an early age, around 12, I knew I was attracted to, you know, both men and women. I think one of my first sexual experiences was with a male friend of mine, you know, really early on, and then later on with a woman. And, you know, I just kind of always had that in me. And I think, you know, being in a very strict, you know, traditionally Christian religion, you know, homosexuality is not okay. Bisexuality.
And Latinos are very religious.
You know, it's not okay. Yeah, exactly.
Can
it's
I
like
ask,
very strict.
Can I ask, and I don't want the listeners to think it's an ignorant question. Jehovah's Witness. I just know that y'all knock on doors. What? I mean, I'm sorry. What is that religion?
Charlamagne grew up from Jehovah's
Witness. My mom just said, don't answer the door. So what? What
sounds about right.
The Jehovah's Witness, like, religion? Is it y'all believe in God or y'all don't celebrate birthdays
and
stuff?
And
like, how does that work?
Religion.
Shut up, Alex.
I mean, it
this
tries to be.
You gotta just Google. You shouldn't even.
No, I can go through really
other
quick.
People might have the same question.
It's like, I can go through pretty quick. I mean, it's a very strict Christian religion. You know, they have the New and the Old Testament. There's a lot of study of the Bible in it. We would go to church 3 times a week. About 2 hours each time, plus additional study.
I'm tired. I can't fuck 3 times a week for 2.5 hours each time.
Do about like 40 hours of witnessing per month. So you're out there kind of teaching. You're constantly studying other religions to understand how to, in a sense, break them down and like show people like why that's wrong or why it's incorrect. They believe that it's
their
religion.
Job.
Yeah. So like, you know, Hinduism, I can point out here are the things that are off about that or Buddhist or anything else like that. Like you study religions so much.
I didn't know that. I just
so
thought
it's
they were
like,
bad groups.
Yeah. No,
right?
Like
that's what
they're...
I
don't
think
that it was to convince you that yours was wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
have you
it's
ever
a conversion.
Turned somebody
it's like...
while knocking on the door.
Yeah,
while
I have.
On
I've,
the door.
I've had. Yeah.
The door.
No, that's what
Alex,
we did.
Alex.
Knocking on the doors.
Because we joke about the
no,
knocking
it's
on the
true.
Door. Does it work?
It does. I mean, a lot of people out there, you know, and they're sad. They're misguided. They don't really, you know, have a sense of happiness in their life. And I think the religion brings a sense of community that isn't really available elsewhere.
It does. It gives you something to hope for.
And it's a very diverse group of individuals. It's a global organization. You can fly anywhere in the world. You can stay with other witnesses. You feel safe within it. And, you know, it's not a religion with a lot of controversy within it. You know, the people there try to be the best people that they can be. A lot of that requires them to disconnect from everything else, and a lot of the other people out there are seen as worldly or people that you don't associate with. So,
how old are you, by the way?
I'm 35.
When did you? Damn. I'm
right.
Sorry, you know, you Black, didn't. Latino, and Asian don't crack.
Well, I wanted to ask you.
Well, I wanted to ask you how old you were when you realized that you may need to leave this life alone.
I think when Jurassic Park came out, like I was
not
like,
Jurassic Park.
Dinosaurs are real, and they don't believe that dinosaurs are real. So
what?
Well, most Christians don't believe dinosaurs are real. Most Christians believe the Earth has only been around for 6,000 years.
Have you ever watched Jesus Camp?
No.
It's a documentary on Netflix where these little kids were crying. They were like, Harry Potter is going to be as bad as the devil. And he's like,
yeah, yeah.
They were feeling
I wasn't
so
allowed
terrible.
To read Harry Potter.
So I also
I mean, it's a lot of, you know, it's like any like evangelicals, but not
culty.
Yeah, I mean, most religions are though.
What is the outlook on sex and premarital sex and
no masturbation? You can't even touch yourself.
Shout out to Masturbation Month and no.
Yeah, it's National Masturbation Month.
So everybody play with their clit.
Oh, by the way, masturbationmonth.com. Masturbationmonth. Lethal Lips brought us cigars.
Yeah, I brought emoji baiters.
We got emoji baiters, guys.
Yeah, they're vibrating.
I just want you guys to see.
And I just, of course, she got the one that's closest to pink because she'd be fucking pink.
No, bitch. This is red. This is hot pussy what? Shit.
Well, I mean,
remember the hot pussy virus for HPV?
And I got the eggplant one because this is like purple dick. Even though mine be paper bag brown type.
I'll send you some bananas. I should have gotten the banana ones.
Oh, come on.
Hello. So there was masturbation was looked down upon for in your religion.
Yeah, I mean, no sex before marriage. Like, if you're dating someone, you have to have a chaperone with you. You try to
shut your goddamn mouth.
I was a chaperone for a couple for a number of times where I'd have to be. I was like a little kid. They bought me video games so I could like chill there in the house with them. And these are grown.
What is it to make sure they're not gonna fuck?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
No, it's serious. I mean, it's like it's no sex before marriage. So for my parents and for a lot of my family, it's like it's a very strict religion. It's you know, you don't watch rated R movies or PG-13 movies, really. Like, you're constantly
getting anxiety. That sounds like a little terrible.
And then being bisexual and that, and growing up.
How long did you feel guilty? How long did you?
The guilt. I mean, I think until I was 30.
Whoa.
I mean, to a degree, I lived my life, you know, and once I left, I kind of like did my own thing and explored my own stuff. But
I have a question.
I think until I finally I came out
regarding
really
religion. It's actually from Jeeves, and he said, "What is it like to re-examine what you thought was wrong for so long? How do you feel about it now?"
Sound like some smart people ask questions.
Smart people watch this show.
You're not really going to understand the question. But
no,
yeah,
but like, when you look at
please?
It now, like, do you regret being guilty for so long? Like, I mean, are you still into religion? Like, when you think about it now, like,
I mean, I still consider myself a Christian. I really do follow two things that Jesus taught, and I really look at what Jesus specifically came here on earth to do, which was to abolish a Mosaic law, get rid of all these excessive laws on stuff that wasn't needed. And he gave two principles: love God, love your neighbor. That's it. And if you do those two things, that's how you get into whatever happens next, or that's how you be a good person, really. So in loving God, it's taking care of the earth, it's taking the environment, taking care of the animals, making sure that you're not destroying the earth that he gave you, and appreciating what he gave you, which means exploring the earth and exploring the experiences within it.
This is the most woke religious response I've ever heard.
Right. I get that.
I think religion is a cult that has oppressed. Specifically, I like to speak in terms of people of color. After watching Birth of a Nation, it woke me up and I started reading and researching. And it's true, which is why we ain't gonna talk about Kanye, but it was such a talk about mental illness.
My heart is broken.
I know, we're not gonna get
heart
into the Kanye
is so
but
broken.
You know, you're talking about mental enslavement, and it's just like, but religion has done that to people
for centuries.
Making you feel like you couldn't act on those things. Were you ever when you first had sex, like, did you ever like take showers after? Was there something you
I still take showers after.
No, like
right, we don't want no
Down the city. There's a very notable episode where Miranda fucks this guy.
Right, and then he goes and has sex
with her. He's
washing,
and she's like, "Why don't you just lay with me for a second?" He's like, "No, I got to. This is a sin."
Yeah.
Is that something that you used to do, or something you'd have to do?
I mean, it's not something I do. It's more,
No, but
I mean, I just like being clean. It's not a religious thing for me. I just like, you know, I want to get.
Well, we hope the people that up in there is clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know we try not to talk too much about religion, and I've mentioned it before as well. Like, so I grew up going to missionary every fucking Wednesday. I went to church.
When she said missionary, I was like, come on.
No, bitch, not missionary. You see what I'm talking about? No, but it's so funny because, like Wheezy, once I got back into school and really started learning more about African American history and seeing that a lot of the slave masters were Christian, and just seeing the hypocrisy that followed through centuries and centuries and hundreds of years of how they mistreated people of color, and how it really went against everything that was in this Bible that they lived by, I just decided, you know, that I was going to have faith, but not really be a part of a specific religion.
Yeah, and I think when you look at religions, you have to look at them as businesses that don't pay taxes. Like, there's people on top who are making most of the money. They're getting donations. These are billion-dollar companies.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know, Scientology is almost already over $1 billion in terms of properties and stuff that they own. And I think that's what people fail to see. They don't realize, like, how powerful these groups are, and you know, they're influencing people's decisions in their lives. A lot of times those decisions are impacting LGBTs. A lot of those times those decisions are affecting people of color. Like, those religious beliefs, even though they're based around this, you know, positivity and this goodness, it really isn't following through on what was actually taught.
Right.
You know, no, which is why there's so many different versions of Christianity and stuff like that.
I mean, I be feeling guilty when I be praying that he has a big dick. I'm not allowed to really pray for big dick, right? I can't pray that he lasts long.
It depends on which God you pray to.
I thank God when they pull the dick out.
Thank you.
I believe in God. Bitch, I be thanking God over dicks all the time. So I want to...
y'all motherfuckers are going to hell.
Both of y'all motherfuckers are going to hell.
There is no hell.
That latex white girl you fuck.
There's literally no hell. Honestly, like if you look in the Bible, the word that they use for hell is actually the Hebrew word for grave. And people change it to hell to convince you to be afraid of a place that doesn't exist. And there's no hell ever talked about in the Bible.
Come on.
It's just a complete change.
On the Puerto Rican dude.
Yeah.
It's
So, like, don't be afraid of hell, you know? And besides, if hell is real and you can feel pain in the afterlife, then heaven's going to be cold as fuck. So, like,
that's right.
You're going to die either way.
Damn it. We don't even like the winter here in New York. So that doesn't even sound like fun.
Why is hell hot?
Heaven is definitely LA weather, bro. Heaven definitely feels like LA.
I brought up the religion stuff because there was a question. Actually, if you're listening to this, I screenshotted a picture of you to some very close friends of mine, you and your girlfriend, when I read your email because that shit really hurt my soul. And I really want you to help answer this, and it's like perfect time. So this is them, very attractive couple.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't trying to pass your pussy to him?
Go fuck it. Well, I can't, and you'll find out why. Hello, Mandy and Wheezy. I recently started listening to your podcast about 3 months ago. I think it's dope, and I've been learning a lot from you both. I can't put it into action at home because I'm in a relationship with a virgin. I'm 29, she's 26, and we live together, but we do not have intercourse. Here's the backstory. We've been together for 3 years, and I can't lie, this shit is tough. Don't get me wrong. We've did oral maybe a strong 3 times.
In 3 years.
In that time frame. And the last time, I believe, was September of 2017.
Oh.
LOL. I'm far from a virgin, and I have a lot of sexual experience, but whenever I try to be sexual with her, I'm immediately shut down, and she tells me no. We agreed to wait until marriage. But laying next to her every night and not being able to wake up and eat her pussy really sucks. No, I haven't cheated. I believe him too. But I find myself having to masturbate 2 or 3 times a day. This shit made me so sad. Listen to this. How can I at least get her to make out with me? It's almost like she's too
don't
tired.
Don't laugh, Alex. This is a serious matter, goddammit.
It's only funny because I can't believe it. I think I laughed like as a reaction, too. No, I haven't. Where am I at? Sorry. How can I get her to at least make out with me? It's almost like she's too tired to do anything. Granted, she's a speech pathologist, and I'm an accountant in grad school. Working
yes, accountant. Well, if you
my
want a
MBA,
girlfriend,
my CPA.
I'll suck your dick.
Side note, Mandy, I definitely.
I'm just saying, I know he finna have some money coming. 2 CPAs? Bitch, drop her. Break up with her. No, I'm just playing. Okay, go ahead.
Mandy, I definitely feel your pain in prepping for this exam, in parentheses. Now, I'm always busy and I still allocate time for her, but it's like I'm being shut out and maybe she's not attracted to me. What advice do you have for me to at least please her? I think I'm a decent looking guy, but I'm trying to understand what's going on. Please keep me anonymous. I showed you his picture because
yes.
I wanted to make sure he was cute. Before
and he was.
And he was. And so is she's beautiful.
So she's a virgin because of her religion?
It must be.
So
I would
that's
assume.
How I felt about the waiting till marriage thing. So when I screenshotted the email to my friends, all of them wrote me back and said, break up with her. Jeeves, I sent it to, said to me that he's like, she's not going to fuck you.
Let's hear some smart shit. Go ahead.
No, he's like, I don't think she's going to fuck him when they are married. And I agree, because if you won't make out even, and you've already got your pussy ate, it seems like you'd be a little more tempted. You start feeling it and feeling it more and getting closer to the edge. I'm sorry, I didn't want to.
Well, something else that I don't know if maybe she just hasn't been open to discussing this. She may have experienced sexual trauma.
Ooh,
and so there could be something there keeping
Let's
her
guess
from.
Let's guess that's not on the table.
I mean,
I think
I'm
it sounds more
it
religious.
Could.
It sounds
I
like
think it's more
it
religious.
Sounds like
it
someone
could have
who's,
been that, but I'm.
It, there could be.
I feel like
can I make out, bro? I know virgins that at least do anal sex.
He said, "How can but, I get her to make out with me?" That shit broke.
But honestly, like even up. Within, yeah, again, growing up in a religion that was very strict, like you weren't allowed to make out either. So like,
Ooh.
It's very much like that can lead to sex, and I mean, she's waited this long, you know, and I think like you know. If he really does care about this person and he really does want to be with her and
you need to push the wedding.
He's already waited for so long. Yeah, I know.
That's what the fuck you need
like,
to do. Walk
just,
her down the aisle already
yeah,
so you can get some pussy.
Just go to the court and get that done. Like you don't need to do the reception and the wedding and shit. Just like
you know
you're
what?
Legal.
I'm gonna let you get this ring, I'm gonna let you finish, but we're gonna sign this moment.
Yeah, it's like we'll do the wedding later, but you're signing this now.
For not giving her any affection though, do you think that she's gonna end up doing this at a later point?
I think it's
and
gonna
why
be
why do you think 5 people in a group chat said, there's no way. 3 of which used to be in a very religious culty. Yeah, she has a culty friend.
Look, I mean, I think it really depends on how much he cares about her and how he wants to make it work. I think she's will be most likely sexual. Like when they get married, I think they're gonna have a lot of issues with their sex lives and figuring out the right balance of things. But it's not rare for people to wait until marriage. I mean, there are people out there who do that.
Still?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean,
weird.
There's still, I mean, like the amount of people who
I think millennials.
So we the thing that? That I don't really know about that, I've heard about
like,
that.
I've met a lot of people who like have been,
but
I
wasn't sure about the kissing. That's one thing. Like, if there's no affection going on, which I didn't really think. To your point, you said making out does lead to sex. That's true. If you kiss me, I'm a sucky dude.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like so.
I hear a lot.
No!
But I'm shocked that they're like sleeping in the same bed together. They live together.
Right.
Like those are like no no's.
For 3 years.
Those are like big no no's. So I don't know like how. She's not doing the other stuff, but she's okay with someone living and being in her bed.
Hypocrite.
And,
goddamn
and
religion.
Like
I told you. They it's all just, hypocrite.
This is a new perspective I didn't think about. That's some shit, though. You can live in this house with me, and we can be shacked up.
That's what
can't.
I'm saying. So you're going
Although,
against...
When I was dating my wife, like, I was married before, we ended up moving in together before we got married. Like, my parents came over, and I remember being like, oh, yeah, that's the bed I sleep in. That's the bed she sleeps in.
Lies.
My parents thought I was a virgin up until the day I was married.
That's
wow.
Cute.
What the fuck do they think
about How you?
How did you lie
now?
That long?
We don't...
Mama,
did all those questions just...
I'm like, I'm assuming they're not talking to me.
I read that you said your parents found out about you owning a sex club through an article.
Well, they kind of knew about it, but I think when it became, like, an article, like, and the article was, like, former Jehovah's Witness kid, it's more concerned with,
They probably
like,
thought it was a wellness center. Like you, the
they knew. It's just like I think when things become public and like more people are talking about it, it makes the religion look bad potentially. But I feel like I'm doing this not being a Jehovah's Witness, it's not the same. But they have to deal with it. Like it's a very close knit group of people. It's like 6 million people around the world, and they really
that's not a lot.
There's like conventions and stuff like that where they're constantly. So it's like everyone kind of seeing this and now probably coming to them and asking them questions. I think they're more concerned with their lives being in front of everyone.
Yeah,
and like oh this like. I was a really good Jehovah's Witness. Like I was like,
New York? Are you from New York?
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx.
Damn, so they're like in the fucking neighbor. Oh my god.
No, I mean they live upstate now. But I still have family who are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Just talking about all this religion is making me horny. Did you ever get super horny?
Wait, what?
Just because like you can't fuck,
bro.
And it's feeling,
what
like,
is
so
wrong
bad.
With you? This why she don't go to church.
I mean, that's
she probably would have been
you should
a church
do some
show.
Fantasy play. Oh, yeah. You should definitely do fantasy play and like play with the whole being like hyper religious with a guy who's like trying to corrupt you and like
Ooh,
play with that, and you'll
like
have
fun,
so
actually.
Much fun.
So I wanted to ask you.
And you're just like everything's new. It's the first time you've done this stuff type stuff. And you
besides
can build a whole
the membership,
fantasy on that.
You know, I'm not going to ask for a wave. I'm just going to ask for a straightaway in. But here's my question. I want to know about bringing a guest. So like, let's say that you let me in. Can I bring a guest?
Yeah.
How does bringing a guest work? Do they have to be a member too?
No. You can bring a guest and you can bring multiple guests. Like some members bring, you know, two, three,
Great.
Four partners. Like one just requested to bring 12 girls with him.
Ooh.
He's ridiculous. So.
Is his name Anthony?
No.
Sorry, just the hoe we know. So the reason I asked, I was just thinking while we've been sitting here, we have something called Patreon where we have exclusive episodes for listeners. I kind of want to bring a girlfriend or a guy that I've fucked and I want to talk about our experience at NSFW and like talk about it together in on the table, like when we walked in, what it was like.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I think that'd be really fun.
That would be cool. So a lot of our listeners, before we go, I want you to let our New York listeners know where they can find more information about the sex club, and if you do travel, in what other cities can they expect to see anything from you?
So for this year, we're doing a pop-up in Miami, probably around Art Basel, and then we're doing an event in LA at some point as well.
I know people are hot. I just gotta be, dude.
And what's the website for our followers to find you, follow you everywhere?
Yeah, the website NS-FW, but if you just search NSFW, we're the top search for them.
Okay,
that's awesome. So for any of our listeners who are interested in trying a sex club out, if you are in New York, me and Weezy are going to try to get up in there and give y'all some stories. But if you guys beat us there, please let us know. Send your stories in. Also, if you guys... You know, if you guys don't know all motherfucking ready, we are coming to Atlanta May 19th. So we need y'all motherfucking there. Be in the motherfucking house so y'all can motherfucking see us.
And you know what? If y'all want to fuck Alex in some latex, now that we know he's into that, he'll be in Atlanta with us.
No.
Also, he's looking for a cuckold fantasy.
Yes. Also, all you have to do is
close his
eyes.
But he's going to close his eyes.
I love that.
He said he'd do it for free drinks, guys. So just, you know. set that up.
It's
and,
not
you know.
Gay if you, like, I swear, that is what, how every man, when not you,
I,
Alex.
I never said I do.
I know, no, I'm not talking no? about you, but is that not the thing, though? Like, it's not gay if, like, you know, we don't look at each other in the eye.
Yeah, yeah. There's a, there, yeah, that happens.
I'm excited man. To go. And, you know, I'm maybe, super who excited. Knows? Remember how, like, a few episodes ago I said I wanted to fuck one of the listeners? It
yeah.
might happen there.
Yeah, you there keep go. Saying that. And, guys, that is Wheezy WTF saying that. So stop coming in my DMs talking about, well, you said you wanted to fuck a fan. That was not me. That was Wheezy WTF.
Bitch,
follow
stop
her
it.
Motherfucking ass. I, by the way, also, we haven't responded to you. The guy that was willing to pay us $400 for our dirty panties and socks, I got to wear panties first, but I'm going to send it to you. Just make sure you got that $400 because I'm about to send you that shit because I need
Are
that
you
money.
Mean you didn't talk about that? I'm, oh, well, I'm thinking sending about just doing
that
money.
I could be on your Patreon as well.
Yes.
Yeah, you pay at a certain level, you get
listen,
the monthly
Listen, I'll
panties.
Take that $400. Go ahead. Let me just, I just got to get some draws first. But anyways, guys, thank you so
regular
much for
Regular cotton,
tuning.
As he asked.
He did ask for cotton.
Really?
Yeah. Regular.
Regular yeah. cotton. Not organic cotton? Like, what is that?
What the regular. I mean, you know, I think
what
he said
is non-regular cotton?
I think he meant like regular cotton as in the whole way through, not just the part of the panty line. But
anyway.
I think he asked for that because it soaks up the juice.
Yeah, yeah.
It probably smells
Well,
more.
Weezy can go work out and wear her goddamn cotton panties. But we going to get this for $100. Well, it's $800, both of us. So shit.
That pay for that fucking?
Bitch, for the live show. Well, not
nah, really. It ain't really
that's a good. That's a good percentage.
We can pay yeah. Alex. That'll help.
You know, that will help, Alex. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, if you guys want to check out more and read more about the sex club here in New York, check out ns-fw.com.
We're going to have links in our bio, and we're going to try to feature some clips and tag Daniel as well.
Yeah, and thank you guys so very much. This has been yet another episode.